Welcome to Athens Happens. I'm Emily Zeiler, Digital Managing Editor at The New Political.
And I'm Bo Kuhn, Senior Digital Producer.
Athens Happens is a podcast brought to you by The New Political, a student publication dedicating to explaining the nuances of Ohio University, Athens, and state politics.
You can find new episodes on Monday at thenewpolitical.com or wherever else podcasts can be downloaded.
On this episode, Bo and I will be looking at the work The New Political has done this past semester. Okay, so I think the first thing that we should highlight that TMP has done this past semester is the tremendous work that was... Is tremendous the right word? Should be. the election night live stream.
Oh, yeah. I mean, tremendous is a word for it. It was really good. I think we did a really good job. I was in charge of that project. Mm-hmm. I know the most about live streaming, so that's just kind of my my shtick, I guess.
I know Facebook Live, but that's just hitting a button. So.
I put the tech side of that all together, and with you and Izzy and Brenna, we physically put that set together, and
I wasn't there for the physical. Well, I was there the night before, but I...
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Yeah.
Wait, please don't give me credit.
But it was like a little over 2 hours long, and we did some fun stuff. Like, we did a news quiz about Ohio news and stuff in the middle. That was kind of fun.
Didn't Zach Zimmer... Oh, wait, no, Jilly won that.
I was going to say Jilly.
Which we got a shout out to Jilly Anderson. I think that's her last name. I hope that's her last name.
I have no idea what her last name
is. Either way,
I just seen
Jilly
her
is a big
Twitter.
Fan of The New Political, and she always has been, so we got to give her a little shout-out, definitely, since she's graduating this semester.
The live stream was going to be on YouTube, but we had technical problems, so we live streamed on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheNewPolitical, if you want to follow it. it was, all things considered, I thought we did a very good job. I think that was probably the best looking live stream that we've had. We had graphics that you made, and I think overall we just kind of knocked that one out of the park. We had candidate interviews too, like right after the results had come in.
We had Damon Crane. Did we have I'm pretty sure we had Iris too.
Yeah, we had Iris, Virgie, and Damon Crane, and
Sarah Grace. I have a few.
Sarah,
I thought it was Sarah Grace.
Or
wait, was it Ben Ziff? There were so many people.
Ben Ziff was celebrating his wife's birthday.
He's married?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
I'm going to have to double check the VOD. I can't remember.
He was celebrating his councilman and his wife's birthday. You know what?
Yeah,
I feel like that's a pretty fun night.
Was it Micah McCary that called too?
I don't think we got Micah McCary that night.
I'm not sure. But we had a comment from all of them, regardless of if they actually spoke on the live stream or not. But what we did was we called them on the phone and just put them on speakerphone next to the microphone and had them talk. And a few of them commented live, and a few of them were celebrating or doing something with their family or something like that. And they couldn't comment at the moment, but they gave us a text comment that we read. And I think that it went pretty well as, the man behind the computer, so to speak.
As someone that helped manage it, yeah, I'm going to say that went pretty well. And I also want to add for, like, people that are interested in, like, digital stuff. I made all those graphics for our live stream, if you see it, are in Canva. You don't need to use Adobe for everything.
Yeah.
As a big Adobe hater.
I don't want to shit talk Adobe too much. They make this podcast every week, so. Well, I make it with them.
You make it, but you know what? Adobe's not going to care. They stop giving us our free membership.
I like Audition. I'll stan it.
Only Audition. Nothing else.
I mean, it works the best. That's in my personal experience. It's the one that I think works the best. We also did, or not me. I actually had nothing to do with this series. It was you and Izzy.
And Brenna.
And Brenna. And
Krebs helped too in the beginning.
Yes,
as
Emily
well.
Krebs and a handful of reporters.
Mm-hmm.
All working on TNP Hits the Bricks. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So TNP Hits the Bricks was an idea that one of our news editors, Maddie Harden, had, because we were talking about Billy Ernestry, which...
Comedian Billy Eichner's show. I think Billy Eichner is his name.
Yeah, where he's, I believe it's in based in New York, yep. And he goes with, like, celebrities and, like, strangers and pretty much accosts people on the street.
Yeah, he'll run up to people, and the one that I can think of off the top of my head is him asking gay people on the street in New York if they care about John Oliver, and then he just runs away from them after he asks them the question.
There's another one, which I, Maddie quotes quite often in newsroom, like, for a dollar, name a woman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He asked a woman that, and she was speechless. So we love that. So yeah, the core of that idea was from Billy Ernestry, but with less the costing, because...
we want to be nice to people.
Yes. Yeah. We want to be respectful. So, like, two, like, episodes that I feel like were important to note was the Greek Life one, which our digital editor, Izzy, also was interviewing people in. And like I think that one was notable because it was talking about hazing, and with Collins Law in Ohio, which for our listeners is for Colin Wine, which was a student that died in 2018. Yeah, it was November 2018. No, it was in the fall, bud.
Was it? It must have been 2017 then, because I think it was before I got here.
No, it was November 2018. You were a freshman, man.
Okay, yeah.
But
November 12th, 2018.
His mother, Kathleen Wyant, went for a lot of advocacy work to get that anti-hazing law passed to make punishment stricter. Well, Izzy was, this was also during Rush Week. She was asking these people, and all of a sudden she was asked to stop asking these people questions because it was making girls cry. It's a hard subject, so I can see, but knowing Izzy, I feel like that was just an exaggeration on the part that, on the individual that told her to stop asking questions.
Yeah, I think it was just a, I want you to stop asking questions now.
Which, you can just put it out there and just say that.
Yeah.
Another episode, even though all our episodes were wonderful, and you should definitely check them out on our YouTube channel, which is just the New Political,
on YouTube, yep. You can also find every episode of Athens Happens there, including the old stock from when Ben Peters hosted the show.
You will also be able to see, since this podcast is being recorded on a Thursday, my video that should be coming out on Friday morning, so December 3rd, about the Laramie Project with Los Flamingo Feeder Company in Athens. So, yeah, either way, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, it's wonderful. But another episode to highlight is our homecoming episode, which, it's so cute. One of our news reporters, Claire DelVita, she did an amazing job. She was nervous to do it, but she went up to people, was asking them all these fun questions about homecoming, and it was just kind of fun seeing, like, just having these in-person, like, interactions, just, like, on film. I don't know. It was a really fun experience, I believe, for everyone that was involved, like, Izzy's little brother, Pearson, also being there that day. So...
I wanted to, real quick while I'm thinking about it, circle back to talking about the election live stream.
Oh, okay.
And just mention that in addition to the entire digital staff that I named earlier being involved in it, there was also, like, pretty much every reporter, maybe every reporter that we have, and a couple opinion people as well that came on the live stream to actually talk about the content of the election.
Or, in my case, Steve Patterson.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Steve Patterson, the Damon Crane episode of the podcast that we just did, or just came out last week, we recorded a couple weeks ago, and it got delayed because I was sick and we had Thanksgiving and stuff, but we talked to known local political figure Damon Crane for over an hour about pretty much anything and everything he wanted to talk about.
Longest episode yet.
Longest episode of Athens Happens ever by 7 minutes.
That's not even a... really a small margin, because, like, most of our episodes this semester have been, like...
very small, yeah. Yeah. This semester, our episodes have been between, 13, 9 minutes. Yeah, between, like, 14 and 10 minutes long. And the last one was 68 minutes. So
Which
about four times as long as the usual affair. And I had a lot of fun talking to Damon on that episode. I liked it. I think he's got a lot to say.
He does have a lot to say. And he was very informative. I really learned stuff that I never knew before. So.
And, you know, we've had him on before, as I mentioned in that episode. He came on 2019, early 2020. I can't remember which.
Okay.
And we talked to him. It was, I think, more about his, like, personal politics and stuff like that than... But then we get into the election-related stuff, which is sort of what we jumped into this time, as well as his history rather than his ideals.
Yeah, well, everyone knows his ideals at this point.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, I think so, too.
Pay attention to Athens politics. But yeah.
Like, if you know who Damon Crane is, you kind of know what he's about.
The whole, like, learning how much he really did as a college student in Athens was, like, I was just looking at him, I'm like... You need to boast about this a little more.
Yeah. Like, full disclosure, I've interviewed Damon a few times over the years that I've been here. And I've heard about some of that stuff before. And I think it's really interesting, like, how much he did and how little he talks about it, essentially.
Definitely the Clery Act stuff.
Yeah, the Clery Act stuff. Yep. And all the free student press stuff, too, is very interesting to me. And you can hear way more about it in the episode if you want to go watch it. It's on everything. Everything that the show is on, which is like seven podcasting platforms.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud.
Not SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's the only one that we aren't on. But SoundCloud is for SoundCloud rappers, so. Gotta get the mixtape out, I guess.
Yeah. Also, cool fact about Athens Happens that I discovered... over the weekend, just looking at the stats, is that the listener base of our show is actually 55% female. Those stats are just from Spotify, but I assume that Spotify is like 40% of our viewers total. So I imagine that's probably true elsewhere too.
Yeah.
But I just think that's pretty cool.
Is there a way we can see on YouTube?
On YouTube?
I guess this is probably a separate conversation that our listeners
don't
need to hear.
I don't know. But, I'm not sure. But at least on Spotify, we're a majority female listeners. So, I just think that's pretty neat.
So, after all this talk about our digital stuff, which we've done a lot of this past semester.
That's true.
I want to also highlight some of the news coverage that we've done that's been, like, amazing. So the first one I kind of wanted to highlight was the coverage of a anti-abortion protest that was done by both our news editors, Maddie Harden and Audrey Wild. Audrey also had some amazing pictures in a photo gallery for this. So multimedia, we love to see it. So if you're from Athens, or I feel like this happens in on other college campuses, there's like a group that like brings, my opinion, they're fake photos about what an abortion looks like. Regardless, they plaster pictures of these and they're pretty vulgar. Like, personally, I would prefer not to see something that kind of looks like a duck. I don't know why. I always view it as a duck. Okay, either way, as I'm walking on my way to class or work, so, but in response to, like, these vulgar images, students decided to, you know, protest, because that's what Athens is all about. I mean, not in a good way. But if you look at some of these pictures, you can see signs that they had, such as, like, duck bum kids, because I'm not allowed to say the actual bad word on here. So you guys can figure out what that actually said. There were signs like that, which I feel like that's really funny to show some abortion protesters.
Yeah.
And like ones with like a, see one with a coat hanger. It's like never again. It's yeet babies. Wait, that's from a guy. Yeet babies. Okay. Either way. a lot of really good pictures were made, and like, you guys just got to read the report. They did such a wonderful job on this. Oh, no way. I thought Maddie wrote this.
Yeah, there will be a link to this story in the description of the episode on all the relevant platforms that have descriptions. So you can just click on the link on Spotify and whatnot.
Yeah, go read it. Oh, no, I just exited out of another one I was going to talk about. I also kind of wanted to call back to our summer magazine that we did. And Maddie Harden, one of our news editors, she did a story about the gentrification in Chancy, which Chancy is a town about, I believe it's like 20 minutes away from Athens.
Something like that.
And they have the Bailey's Trail system now, and which has been bringing more businesses into the area. But the town is like, has a lot of low income people. It's Appalachia. That's sadly not out of the norm. Fucking capitalism.
No, it says it's like 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes. Okay. Yeah. But it was like talking about like if there's going to be a concern of gentrification as new businesses are coming in and, you know, prices increase that people cannot afford. So they're going to be for, you know, basic definition stuff. Of yeah. gentrification.
It's sort of something that we talked about back in the old days of the podcast in relation to the Bailey's Trail opening up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like what I was primarily looking up for. Yeah, Chancy.
That's what I was sort of getting at.
Oh, okay.
Is that is going to be allegedly a driving force in the gentrification in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a beautiful Summer Mag article that we had, and it really like it just is looking at Athens County more broadly, which I feel like sometimes you just aren't able to focus on as much as we are college students. It's sometimes easier just, you know, to write about just what we can easily walk to in Athens. But Maddie did a wonderful job, and I just wanted to shout out her.
Yeah, and then the Q&A we did with the new OU president, Hugh Sherman, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so this is actually in conjunction also with our Summer Mag. So the digital editor, Izzy Keller, for our Summer Mag, one of her stories, because she did two, go her, she's a queen, was she talked to the new president of OU, and sadly at the time when we needed to the article, like when it was due for the Summer Mag, she was unable to contact him because at that time Sherman was still not conducting interviews. It wasn't until after a media roundtable, which I ended up covering. So when we got back on campus, she was able to coordinate something with Sherman to actually get that in-person interview done. And TMP always, like, we like to profile the new presidents because, you know, they're a big figure on OU's campus. And she did a great job. She had some pretty good questions about it, and you really got to learn who Hugh Sherman was as a person, which he's really good. I'm really excited to see what he's doing these next 2 years. But
yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Fuck, it's a year and a half now. Sad. Only a year and a half. You'll be gone, though.
Yeah.
I'll still be here. But yeah, that was just a quick little shout out also for her, because she did, I know she put a lot of effort into that, because she not only wrote one article about like Sherman, she wrote two. And I almost forgot, we can't forget to highlight our opinion writers, because we have two, well, that do a lot. Our entire opinion section is amazing. You gotta read the articles. We have like a Zach Donaldson. We have
a Zach Donaldson.
Sorry, Zach. Zach Donaldson, who's a freshman. He's been doing a lot of articles for us this past semester. So has Bryce Hain, which we've had on the podcast before, since he is the president and founder of the Third Amendment Club. Yes. They both have been, and Aya Caffey, our opinion editor, have been working a lot on producing some great opinion pieces, like Bryce's. everyone hates the dark, keep daylight savings, which I feel like I'm looking outside and it's starting to get dark. And the time is 5:05 p.m.
That means it's sunset.
That should not be okay.
I will not get started about daylight savings time. That's something that I'm not a big fan of. I'll totally edit this out if I'm wrong, but did Bryce write an article about daylight saving time? Was that a thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. His opinion article on daylight. Where do you think I got everyone hates the dark, keep daylight saving?
I thought you were just commenting on the fact that it is now getting dark because of daylight savings time.
It is now getting dark, but no, I'm not that creative.
Okay.
Pull that. But I believe this is one of Zach's. That was a really good one, but another one that I really want to highlight from Zach Donaldson is his Let the Blue Dogs Bark, which is like... Yeah, no, he's like looking at the Democratic Party, and he like starts it off talking with Senator Bernie Sanders, which is a big figurehead of Democratic Socialists.
Yep.
And yeah. I always think about Bernie with the mittens during Biden's inauguration.
Oh, yeah. Classic picture of Bernie.
Classic. But he's also looking at pretty much just senators in general in Congress right now, such as like Manchin and Sinema. But yeah, and just how like they're either assets, liabilities, why the Democratic Party is not necessarily like, arguably you can say moving like past or really making... I know what I'm trying to say, but I can't string together the words. You get what I'm trying to say, though?
I don't, honestly. Oh, I'm no, kind of lost.
That's not good.
I'm trying to say that Democrats are not, like, fulfilling their...
Yeah, I think, like, partially, like, that's what I'm trying to say, is, like, they're not fulfilling, like, what, I guess, like, they expect, like, with the younger generations voting more Democratic.
They're not being as progressive as you would expect?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that's... Like, I shouldn't be. I'm not an opinion writer. I'm not gonna insert my own opinion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
That is an interesting opinion from.
But yeah.
The opinion section.
Go read Zach Donaldson's work and Bryce Haynes. Anything on the opinion section.
Yep. Also, we did a whole episode on the Third Amendment Club, which is like our most viewed episode ever, or something.
Well, they have so many members.
But it is a lot of views on it.
How many views?
Well, the spreadsheet on Spotify is telling me 56, so probably maybe in like 70 something. I don't know.
What's like the YouTube real quick?
I don't know, but it is a lot, and that was a very fun episode to do. Fun topic. Bryce is a fun guy. That was a good one overall, and that was our first episode of the semester.
Mm-hmm. Just him casually saying like, why did you start the Third Amendment Club? Oh, it was a joke.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it's kind of what you expect. And also, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think that's a fun one. You should check that one out if you haven't seen it.
I'm just trying to see. According to YouTube, we have 20 views on that one.
Yeah, so 76.
So far.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I wanted to, as we wrap up here, say that if you are a listener of Athens Happens, and either occasional or like dedicated listener to Athens Happens, if you wanted to reach out to me on Twitter and send me some listener feedback, I'd very much appreciate that. I'm always trying to make the show better, more entertaining for you guys.
Yeah, I would offer myself as well, but I feel like at the end of the day, I'll probably be sending it off to Bo.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
He's the producer of this. I just help write and manage it by getting our, like...
Athens Happens is kind of my baby, so...
It is his baby.
If you... Yeah, like I said, if you're a listener and you want to give me some feedback, just reach out. I'd be happy to chat with you about it and see what I can do to improve. And hey, if you give me a really good idea, I'll credit you when I do it.
Ooh.
Get
to be mentioned when Athens Happens.
Yeah. But this is our final episode of the semester. We're not doing one next week.
Finals week.
This is finals week.
Sadly.
But I hope all the listeners out there have a good finals week. Study hard. And we'll be back in mid-January when school comes back.
Yeah. Have a great finals week and break, everyone.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Athens Happens. Make sure to check out thenewpolitical.com for podcast episodes and other content. Thank you, and until next time.